Hi guys, so today I am going to be talking about orbitals, energies of orbitals. Now, electrons are negatively charged and have their own energy. The energy of an electron defines which orbit it will be in. So, in this segment, we will learn about the energies of orbitals, factors affecting them, and lots more. Now, energies of orbital. The energy which is essential to take an electron present in that orbital to infinity, or the release of energy when an electron from an infinity is added to that orbital, it is referred to as the energy of orbitals. This orbital energy is dependent upon the principle of the quantum number, as well as the azimuthal quantum number, which is that it depends on the shell and subshells for all those orbitals that belong to the same subshell. It is the same, and those orbitals that are with the same energy are stated as degenerate orbitals. So the other of the increase in energy along the various orbital is stated as 1s, you know, to 2s equal 2p, then 3s equal 3p equal 3d, plus 4s equal 4p equal 4d equal 4f. So those are basically the, you know, the energy levels that are in chemistry, in electronic configuration. Now, factors affecting the orbital energy. So I might be taking on, let's say, four factors. Now, the s orbital electron will be more tightly bound to the nucleus as compared to the p orbital electron, which is more tightly bound in the regard to a d orbital electron for a given value of the principal quantum number. 2. As compared to p orbital electrons, s orbital electrons will have more negative or lesser amount of energy. 3. As the extent of shielding from the nucleus is different for the electrons in different orbital, it leads to the splitting of energy levels that have the same principal quantum number. And lastly, with the increase in the atomic number, the orbital energy decreases in the same subshell. So the energies of orbitals of hydrogen and hydrogen-like particles are dependent upon the value of the principal quantum number, only as well as those of multiple electron atoms that depend upon the principal quantum number, as well as azimuthal quantum number. So, with this being said, I would end my segment on this topic here, and I will catch you guys on my next one.